The Iowa chapter of March for Our Lives is looking to build support in the legislature for new gun laws. Their proposals include mandatory reporting for lost and stolen firearms, universal background checks, and a 7-day waiting period before completing a gun purchase. Legislative Director Nick Pryor says in other states, longer waiting periods have been shown to reduce gun violence.
When emotions run high, either in suicide or like homicidal situations, having that waiting period will allow for people to calm down and oftentimes prevents very dangerous outcomes from happening.
Iowa currently requires a 3-day wait for a handgun purchase permit. The legislative session begins Monday. A federal judge has ruled a new South Dakota law that requires ballot petition circulators to register and be included in a directory is unconstitutional. The organization SD Voice filed a lawsuit to stop the law from taking place in July. It required petition circulators to apply with the Secretary of State for an ID number, provide personal information, and be included in a directory. And Iowans traveling in this evening's commute are bound to be affected by a winter storm crossing the state, but it looks like it will pass by northwest Iowa. National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Curtis says the storm will move from the southwest to the northeast, dropping from 2 to 6 inches in some areas. Curtis says another round of snow will move in tomorrow morning with light to moderate snowfall and an additional 2 inches of snow. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.